John, chapter 6. After these things Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they were watching the signs which he did on those who were sick. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Jesus therefore lifting up his eyes, and seeing that a great multitude comes to him, says to Philip, From where are we to buy bread, that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii of bread is not sufficient for them, that each may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says to him, There is a lad here, who has 5 barley loaves, and 2 fish, but what are these among so many? Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. Jesus therefore took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were set down, likewise also of the fish as much as they would. And when they were filled, he says to his disciples, Gather up the broken pieces which remain over, that nothing be lost. So they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with broken pieces from the 5 barley loaves, which remained over to those who had eaten. When therefore the men saw the sign which he did, they said, This is of a truth the prophet who comes into the world. Jesus therefore perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force, to make him king, withdrew again into the mountain himself alone. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. And they entered into a boat, and were going over the sea to Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And the sea was rising by reason of a great wind that blew. When therefore they had rowed about 3 or 3.5 miles, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing near to the boat, and they were afraid. But he says to them, It is I, don't be afraid. They were willing therefore to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. On the next day the multitude that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except one, and that Jesus didn't enter with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples went away alone. Other boats came from Tiberias near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the multitude therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they themselves got into the boats, and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves, and were filled. Don't work for the food which perishes, but for the food which stays alive forever, which the Son of Man will give to you, for him the Father, even God, has sealed. They said therefore to him, What must we do, that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore to him, What then do you do for a sign, that we may see, and believe you? What work do you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, has not Moses given you the bread out of heaven? But my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven, and gives life to the world. They said therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life, he who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes on me will never thirst. But I said to you, that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that which the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will in no way cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that of all that which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone looking at the Son, and believing on him, should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which came down out of heaven. And they said, Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down out of heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, Do not murmur among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard from the Father, and has learned, comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, except he who is from God, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, that a man may eat of it, and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he will live forever. Yes, and the bread which I will give is my flesh, for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove one with another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood stays in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats of me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate, and died. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said to them, Does this cause you to stumble? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that did not believe, and who it was that should deliver him up. And he said, For this cause I have said to you, that no man can come to me, except it is given to him of the Father. On this many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. Jesus said therefore to the 12, Do you also want to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. And we have believed and know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, Did not I choose you the 12, and one of you is the devil? Now he spoke of Judas the son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he who should deliver him up, being one of the 12.